Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines. We're broadcasting live from the AMR studio here at Petco Park. We got the phone system back operational, which means we can activate the Cholula hotline and talk some Padres minor league baseball with John Conniff of Mad Friars. You follow him on Twitter, at Mad Friars. You can read his organizational minor league previews on the website for Fox Sports San Diego. He breaks down the Chihuahuas and the Missions and right on down the line, the minor league affiliates for the Padres. John, appreciate you joining us, and glad we got this thing to work yesterday after Blooper broke the telephone yesterday. let me start you off here. Let's zoom out. The big name we should be watching in the Padres minor league system right now is whose name?
Man, that's a tough question. Probably the best name I can think of is Hunter Renfro, who's going to be with the San Antonio Missions. You know, he might have a shot if Justin Upton leaves to kind of transition into the Padres outfield for next year. He was a first-round pick in 2013. He can play both corner outfield positions and center. The big thing they're going to work with him this year on is just his pitch recognition, just getting him a chance to play more ball. I think, I don't have it in front of me, in the Missions preview, you know, we wrote about how he only had about 600 plate appearances when he was in Mississippi State. So he still has a lot of baseball kind of left to learn and to play.
Always looking for star players, and it seems like one of the major star player potentials in our system is Michael Geddes. Just amazing tools, but the hit tools got to develop. What do you see for him? And you know, we've even heard the silly comparison of Mike Trout. I mean, that's as great as it gets. Where do you think he could go? Obviously, he's a young guy, but getting down the line.
Well, you know, I read the same thing that you did, you know, and I hadn't seen him play, but he put together some good numbers in the Arizona League. He's only 19, and when I was out there in spring training, that's where I ran to Jesse, and I was telling him that I just had been over to the minor league side, and I met him for the first time, and, you know, I wasn't sure if he was playing with the Padres or the Chargers. I mean, this is a big kid. He's about legitimate 6 feet, 215. As you said, he has all the tools. You know, Sam Gainey, the farm director, pointed out that they really like the progress that he's shown. And after doing this for, you know, kind of a long time, one of the things I found was really unusual about Geddes is really focused on being a better baseball player. You know, he doesn't have that kind of attitude that some of the people that are really physically gifted have, that, you know, they kind of just cruise on by and the talent will take it. I mean, Geddes was really focused and what he needs to get better on, and you know, he's read all the criticism, and he's, you know, bound to show he can do it. He's off to a great start. He's hitting about .438 in Fort Wayne, you know, coming into his ninth game.
Playing for the Tin Caps there in the single A. Yeah, John Conniff at Mad Friars on Twitter does a really nice job covering and writing about the Padres minor league system. You can see some of his stuff on the Fox Sports San Diego website. John, you mentioned Sam Gainey there, and I think when we talk about this new front office, everybody says A.J. Preller, but of course it's a much deeper situation than that. Have you learned anything different about the way the Padres, you know, minor league overall is sort of being handled now with the new leadership in place on the baseball side?
You know, it's just kind of an assumption if you're dealing with about three or four regimes, because, you know, myself and David Jay and Ben Davey, and now Kevin Chatty, who just added on to our site, we've been doing this for about 10 years. So we've seen kind of a few. The biggest difference I noticed with Sam is, you know, everyone that you met at the Padres front office kind of seems to be on the same page. You know, there's no little group that just kind of hangs around the general manager and kind of fights maybe with the developmental staff. It seems like everyone kind of has their own areas of expertise. And, you know, Sam's a great story. He's only, I think, 29 years old with the Oakland A's, you know, organization. And he kind of has a little bit different philosophy on development than maybe Randy Smith, his predecessor, did. I would expect to see guys maybe stay a little bit longer at one level. I mean, Sam kind of really emphasized that he kind of wants to see guys master a certain level before moving them up. He doesn't want to see, you know, people moving up and down as quickly as they've been years past.
Interesting you say that. They did move Austin Hedges up to AAA, probably to get his bat going in a little friendlier hitters league, and he looks like he's off to a good start. Do you have a comp for him? Maybe we've heard Brad Ausmus, you know, with the good defensive skills and a solid bat. What's a good major league comp for Austin Hedges?
The guy, there's a couple stories on him. The guy he gets compared to a lot, and this is not to put too much of a burden on him, is a little bit of Yadier Molina. And the reason is not only because he's a great defensive player, but they think that's the type of hitter he could develop into in terms of just kind of starting slow, making contact to the opposite field, then gradually the power will come. There's one quick story I can tell is the catcher in Fort Wayne, the catcher was in Fort Wayne last year, Ryan Miller, who's now with the Storm, was talking about Jeffrey Enloe, the pitcher, throwing to him. He had just come down from San Antonio, and he made the comment to Miller. He goes, you know, I think you do a great job catching, but no offense, every time I throw anything to you off the head, just looks like a strike. And all the pitchers that you talk to just are really crazy about.
Yeah, it's funny watching
him. Love throwing to him.
Yeah, even watching him in spring training. No, excuse me. Even watching him in spring training, he had that reputation, Austin Hedges, being a guy that receives the ball extremely well. So, you know, one time he was catching a bullpen, and I just kind of stationed myself, you know, pretty close to him just to watch it, kind of get a sense of, like, if I could tell the difference between him and, you know, another catcher. And, yeah, it just was so effortless, and the way he received the baseball, you could definitely tell why he's got that reputation. John Conniff of Mad Friars, follow them on Twitter, at Mad Friars. Check them out, FoxSportsSanDiego.com. Also check out their website. Does an awesome job covering the Padres minor league teams. They go and they see these guys in person. They don't just watch them from afar. Really good stuff, John. Would love to check in throughout the season. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure. John Conniff on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. Really do appreciate John's time. Some fun insights on the Padres minor league system. And, check in with him time to time throughout the season. What could be bad about all of that? If you're looking for paradise, oh, we got you covered. Maui Wowie Hawaiian presents delicious, made-to-order fresh fruit smoothies as well as adult beverage smoothies. Visit the new Maui Wowie locations inside Petco Park at Park at the Park or on the Mercado, also located in Oceanside, Camp Pendleton, and Temecula. Maui Wowie in the house here at Petco Park. Next time the team is in town, make sure to check them out. We'll take a break, come back, talk a little bit more about the Padres and the Diamondbacks, and also preview the Padres and the Cubs. Padres Social Hour continues right after this.